This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2023 Libra New Moon Solar Eclipse. The new moon takes place on October 14th, 2023 at 10:55 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 1:55 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 5:55 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 20 degrees Libra, 8 minutes. Relationships are resetting under this month's Libra new moon. It's a solar eclipse, the second in the Aries-Libra series, that is upending previous ways of interacting and shifting focus to the individual. This one rebalances and rewrites ground rules for specific connections, as well as for how we operate in general. The process is organic, inevitable, and forceful, but civil, at least on the surface. Although the playing out will no doubt bring surprises, the basic trends and directions aren't unexpected, if you've been paying attention. They grow out of influences that have been at work for the past few months. Think of it as installing a new operating system. When that happens with a phone or a computer, the device goes dark and shuts down. Changes occur outside your vision. The device reboots on timing you can't control, and when it comes back, basics are different. The interface, the placement of icons, some applications gone, and some new ones installed. In much the same way, the eclipse is updating relationships and our approach to them to support current conditions and our recently enhanced sense of self. Some features of the past will go. Some situations, some agreements, some specific relationships. Some of the updates fill space created by departures. Some of the updates require or force departures. This eclipse is annular, which means the moon is not completely blotting out the sun, but creating a corona effect or ring of fire. Will that turn out to be symbolic? It will be visible from the United States Pacific Northwest through the Southwest, across Central America, and into South America. The National Park Service has a map showing this month's path, as well as that of the total solar eclipse coming in April 2024. In the sky, the eclipse occurs within a noteworthy framework. All of the inner planets, communication agent Mercury, social director Venus, and action hero Mars, have all recently changed signs and moved into different modes of expression than what we've been experiencing. Mercury has left the sign of his recent retrograde, detail-oriented Virgo, and is now in Venus's relationship and arts-focused home of Libra. Venus has left Leo, the sign of her summer vacation and long retrograde, and taken on Earth Mother fix-it duties in Mercury's earthy home of Virgo. Because each is in the other's home, the pair is in a relationship called mutual reception, which means that anything that happens to one resonates with the other. Mars has left Venus's Libran turf for the power, secrets, and intrigue of Scorpio, whose ruler is currently involved with the moon. And Venus and Mars have their own special flavor of cahoots as well, traveling now in the cooperative potential of a sextile. Their interplay assures that this new moon's plantings will be deliberate and anything but quiet. Goings-on will proceed with a great deal of thinking and messaging, conversing, and negotiating with Mercury conjunct the new moon. His contact promises speeches and songs for the comings and goings instead of the usual disappearances and materializations. New seeds and big developments come with pressure, raw survival instinct, and a sense of inevitability. From the moon's wide square to evolutionary change agent, Pluto. Amplifying the volatility and the futility of resistance is a trine to Pluto from the other cosmic change agent, radical awakener Uranus. He's angling for adjustments in relationships via an inconjunct to the moon. Neptune is doing the same from an otherworldly inspired vantage point. Credit these two planets if you sense a cosmic finger pushing and poking and pointing the way. One actually is, from the finger of God, there forming, pointing to the moon. You're no longer the person who entered into a lot of the relationships and agreements you're currently in. A lot of the terms and conditions no longer fit you. A lot of them no longer fit the world as it has become. See, for example, the Writers Guild's demand that contracts take the current reality of streaming services into account. The Venus retrograde reminded you of your value, and that's unshakable now. You've been feeling that the old ways have to go, and this new moon is making sure they do. You can steer this. Frame your intentions and wishes in terms of what you want. Factor in healthy boundaries and choices and the courage to choose meaning and depth. No grasping, no clutching, no pushing, no shoving. Let the winds of change carry you on. You'll have a measuring point next April when a total solar eclipse in Aries ramps up the process from the other side of the zodiac. Learn more in my talk, Out of My Way, the Aries-Libra Eclipses of 2023 to 2025. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcast, and book a session with me. I host the show Celestial Compass on OM Times Radio on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group, the Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I post on Instagram and Threads at K.A. Beal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.